Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the Broadway, put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. I'm telling you, don't you want to go to heaven? Praise the Lord. Heaven is a wonderful place. And Jesus came into the world to fix it so we can go there. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons in time past. Praise God. We're getting ready to gear back into the jails and prisons again. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're preaching the gospel on the radio like we always do. Amen. We're talking about this powerful message. Repentance leads to the blood of Jesus. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, like we said on earlier broadcasts, the Lord wants people to live holy. Not just on Sunday. I'm saying that now. Not just one day or 2 days a week going to church. But the Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Live right from January to December. That's what he wants. Because God is a jealous God. He wants all of us or won't have none. So many Christians try to straddle the fence. So many Christians try to serve two masters. So many Christians try to say they save, but yet and still they commit sin. But I want to let you know, time out for playing church. Preachers, we need to start preaching holiness. Because God loves holiness. Stop trying to get away from it. Because holiness is what's going to take it to make it into the kingdom. God is holy. You hear me? He's holy. He wants us to be holy. I'm telling you. Amen. Isaiah 62 and 12, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Isaiah 62 and 12? Because people need to understand, God wants us to be holy. He wants us to be holy. What did Isaiah prophesy? Praise God. In Isaiah 62 and 12.
Amen. And they should call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord.
Y'all heard that Bible? He said, they shall call them the holy people. The redeemed of the Lord.
Thou shalt be called sought out.
Amen. Now, if God wants us to be called holy, why are these people trying to debate it? Why are they going to argue it? Why you got some people like they don't like it, some hate it, and all of that? How in the world are you going to get to heaven if you be against the very thing God commanded? I'm telling you. Amen. But God wants you to be holy. That is to be pure, to be clean. Amen. Praise God. God is not going to argue with all these man-made religions. And I'm not going to start no debate with them. Because if you're not holy, you can't match up to it. You're just wasting time. I'm telling you. But the Lord wants us to be holy. It's time to live right. People, we need to live right. Stop thinking you're going to slip into heaven on grace. Amen. Stop thinking you're going to slip into heaven like some thief. Amen. Adam's hid in the garden, thinking that grace gonna cover him. Look what happened to him. He got put out, didn't he? Let you know the thing that you got to go through Jesus to get to God. You must go through the blood to get to heaven. You hear me? Stop letting the devil fool you into thinking that grace is going to cover you in your sins and you're going to slip into heaven anyway. I'm telling you, amen. We need to go through the blood. Let the blood wash you. Missionary Velvet, praise God. He said, they shall be called the holy people, a city sought out. We are separated from the world. What did it say?
He said, and they should call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord.
The redeemed of the Lord.
And thou shalt be called sought out.
Sought out.
A city not forsaken.
Not forsaken. Let you know God loves holiness. He loves cleanness. He loves purity. I know y'all love purity. Don't you want to eat your nice chicken, amen, fried chicken dinner, your fish dinner, your pork chop, your steak dinner, amen, your cabbages, your collard greens out of a clean plate? You don't want to eat it out of a dirty plate, do you? So if you don't want to eat your food out of a dirty plate, God don't want us to do these wonderful good deeds people do. Visiting the sick. Here, amen, rescuing those that's in need. All those wonderful deeds that people do. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving shoes to those that are barefooted. Amen. All those wonderful deeds people do. God don't want you to do them wonderful deeds from a dirty heart, from a sinful heart. But God wants you to be holy. He wants you to be clean. He wants you to live right, love one another, treat people right. He wants you to obey his word, keep his commandments. Amen. Don't commit adultery. Don't fornicate. Live holy. Praise God. I'm telling you, don't be gossiping and backbiting, but love your brother and your sister. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to live right because he's watching, he's looking.
Amen.
Praise God. You can't cover up your wrong by doing good deeds. That's not going to work. Because God see right through that stuff. Praise God. And I'm telling you, you got to get rid of sin before sin get rid of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, praise God. Revelations 1 and 5. What did the Bible say? Revelation 1 and 5.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Now, Jesus washed us from our sins in his own blood. Is it in the power in the blood? And as Jesus washed us from our sins in his own blood, and that blood will wash us and keep us clean. It will keep us clean. You ain't got to keep on getting washed over and over again. But the blood of Jesus will wash you. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, Missionary Velvet, and verse number 14. What did the Bible say? Hebrews 10 and 14, what did it say? Praise God.
It said, For by one offering, he had perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? He didn't say keep on being washed time and time again, like you go to the wash machine and wash your clothes. He didn't say that. But by one offering. He is perfected forever, them that are sanctified. Let you know, his power in that blood to root out sin. And when he root that sin out, he placed a new nature in your heart. And that new nature is the nature of Christ that's being born again. So you'll be able to live a brand new life. Do a brand new thing. Amen. The things you used to do, you don't do no more. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord saved me. Yes, he did. He sanctified me. That's why I can preach like I do on radio. Because, amen, he saved me. I got a testimony. When the Lord sanctified me, when I was 13 years old, I got sanctified. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the Lord kept me clean. I never tasted alcohol. I never been to the clubs. Praise God. I'm telling you, never smoked a cigarette. I tell them prisoners, amen, if it meant for you to smoke, you put a chimney on your head. The Lord kept me clean. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I never commit fornication and adultery. You heard me? Praise the Lord. I'm there because the Lord sanctified me. He saved me from my sin. You heard me? Praise God. Amen. Let you know when the Lord saved you, you don't sin no more. Amen. You don't be cursing. Amen. I don't curse. You heard me? I speak truth on my lips. Praise God. Because the Lord saved me. When you save, you'll live right. You heard me? You ain't got to fall to sin. Yield to sin. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick it up in another broadcast. It's going into the next month. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just think about it. Praise God. Amen. Repentance moves to the power of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord Jesus, Lord, the flu bug, Lord Jesus, amen, coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Now know you love them, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, deliver them from fentanyl. Lord, deliver them from them demons and devils of drugs. Lord, deliver them from, amen, from stealing and robbing and, amen, all those violent crimes. Lord, set them free by your divine power. Those that got cursing demons in them, bind that evil spirit and set them free. Lord, amen, praise our God, touch these people and those in the free world and deliver them and set them free so they can start living holy. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion.
Praise him. The song said there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the same thing for you. There is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot deliver you from. You believe that message and that prayer of the homes that's prayed. You have been set free. And you claim your victory and hold on to it. Keep on praying and keep on seeking until you get stronger in the Lord. Because the Lord, he is able to keep you from falling. Don't be in prison by the homes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. He is right there beside you. He never leave you nor forsake you. And all you have to do is just tell him what you need. And he will fix it. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for missionary Vera and myself to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. And those of you that's incarcerated, write our minutes for Bibles, other life-changing material. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.